desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word. I've asked Renee to draw a little picture on the board for me. The title of the message the Lord has put on my heart to share with you this morning is The Eye of the Lord. I'd like to begin over in the book of 2 Kings, in the 6th chapter. A very familiar story, one that has been read and been an encouragement to many people over the years. 2 Kings chapter 6. This is a story about when the king of Syria had come down to do war against Israel. And the king of Syria had sent the horses and chariots and all of his army against Israel, and it seemed just by looking on the outward, it looked impossible. You might write in the title on the board for me. Thank you. The Eye of the Lord. It looked impossible. The Israelites were discouraged because they saw the enemy that was encamped around about them. So in the 6th chapter, we'll just pick up reading in the 15th verse. It said, when the servant of the man of God, speaking about Elisha's servant, it said, when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? Have you ever felt that way? Looked at circumstances and situations, and all you saw was the enemy, every direction. And I will acknowledge I've been there, times that it seemed like, you know, even if I could just face the enemy, it's like, okay, if the enemy's just right in front of me, with the help of God, we'll deal with it. But then you look over to the side and the enemy's over there, and you turn around and look on the other side and he's over there, and lo and behold, you look behind you, and the enemy's there too. And it seems like, you know, if I could just have some reprieve from the enemy. Because it seems like you just go in a circle and everywhere you turn, the enemy is there in one form or another. And that is what the servant of the prophet saw. He saw the enemy had surrounded the city. And his comment was, alas. He said, my master, how shall we do? In other words, what are we going to do? And Elisha prayed. And you know that's a good thing to do when you look around and all you see is the enemy. It's a good thing to pray. And he prayed, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. You know, it stopped right there and it said, and he saw. I thought his eyes were open because I thought what he saw was the enemy. He wasn't seeing things. You know, sometimes people see things. They imagine things that aren't real. Sometimes they see a, you know, that's what someone who's paranoid. You know, they see it, they see an enemy. Everywhere they look, they see an enemy. But I also read a saying before that said, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean someone's not out to get you. And I've also found that's true too. But the fact of the matter is he saw and he was looking around and he saw the enemy. But then after prayer, it said he saw. The Lord gave him another vision. It wasn't that he was deluded before. It wasn't that he was imagining things. It was a reality. The enemy is real this morning. And I think if you don't see the enemy, my prayer is that you would see the enemy, that you would know where the enemy is working. But after he prayed, he saw something else. In addition to the enemy, he saw and behold the mountain was full. You know what it means to be full? Filled up. To capacity. It was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. His eyes were open to the Lord's army. His eyes were open to where God was working, and all he saw before with his earthly eyes was where the enemy was at work. But after seeking God, his eyes were open, and he saw that God was really there. It reminds me of Job when he was going through the battles of life. And it was mentioned this morning, folks, life is not without its battles. Life is not without its difficulties. But when Job recognized, he understood that when he looked around, he was looking to see God. And he didn't see God. All he saw was the enemy. He saw financial problems. He saw physical problems. He saw problems with his wife. He saw problems with his friends. He saw, have you ever been there? And you just looked around and it just seemed like problem, 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 problem. And you say, what shall I do? What am I going to do with these problems? But Job had an insight in that there was something greater than just his problems. And he knew it was the Lord. And so he looked around to see God. And he didn't see. But Job had a faith. And he said, I looked to the left and I looked to the right. I looked, you know, where he worked. And I looked in front of me and I looked behind me. But he knoweth the way that I take. I know God's there. When you don't see the Lord, folks, if you just pray, there will come a time that God will open up your eyes that you can see God has not forsaken His people. If you have a desire to serve the Lord this morning, God is on your side. God is there and is going to work in your life even when you don't understand it and you don't see Him, the Lord is there. And when he got his eyes open, he realized, I'm not in this by myself. All I saw was the power of the enemy, but there was a greater power. The mountains were full to capacity with God's army. Divine power. And God's power will defeat the power of the enemy every single time. Every single time. So this morning, I want you to know that God has things under control. Do you believe that this morning? I don't know if I'd ask for a verbal response or not. I want to tell you, faith cometh by hearing, does it not? And hearing by what? By the Word of God. God hath things under control here. God hath things under control, but his earthly eyes just didn't see it. What about the three Hebrew children? Did God have things under control then? Because here they were faced with a decision, and they're trying to do the right thing, and they did the right thing. But you could say they're going to lose their life. You know God had things under control? God was there. He was the fourth man in the fire. What about with Daniel? Did God have things in control? He did. He shut the mouths of the lions, didn't he? What do you think God's going to do in your life? But I think about Hebrews chapter 11. We read through all those that Daniel and Moses, and we think, oh, these mighty men of faith. You can read the Bible about some of their failures of faith as well. But what about the people? You read on down after these inspiring stories in Hebrews 11 about those that died. Those that were slain by the sword. Did God have things in control then too? He did. Because He was still working for a greater purpose in their life. God was present. He had things under control, and he knew the problem the Israelites faced in this passage that we read here in 2 Kings. He was there all the time. And in your battle this morning, and in your trials of life, I want to remind you, God has things under control. Aren't you glad you're not God? There have been so many times I'm sure glad I'm not trying to fill his shoes. Because I don't know, and I can't see, and I don't understand, but God is there, and He has things under control. So with that as a preface, let's turn over to 1 Peter in the third chapter. 1 Peter chapter 3, and we'll begin reading with verse 12. The Scripture here say that for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. When we speak about this phrase, the eye of the Lord, in some places in the Scripture it's singular and some it's plural. But what it's talking about, the eye of the Lord, it's talking about guardianship. He's under my eye. Have you ever had someone told you they have their eye on you? You know, that can be it. Now, some of you children may think that's a negative thing. I've got my eye on you. And you know, sometimes that you think, I don't want someone's eye to be on me. But there's a positive connotation to this here that says the eye of the Lord are over the righteous and His ears are open unto their prayers. In other words, the Lord is looking down on your circumstances and He's looking down on our problems and He's looking down at everything that touches our life and He's saying, I've got my eye on you. And you're under my protection. You're under my guardianship. I'm looking after you. And my ears are open unto your prayers. The Lord hears your cry this morning. Another passage over in Psalms says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. The Lord's hearing. He's present. The eye of the Lord is over the righteous. The righteous are under His care and guardianship, and He's looking out for you. In other words, we're under His protection. And this is what Elisha's servant did not understand. All he saw was the battle. All he saw was the enemy. All he saw was the hopelessness. But when his eyes were opened, he recognized that we are under the guardianship of the Creator of the world. The God of Israel has surrounded the enemy. And I don't need to be afraid now. This morning, it is our earthly vision that causes fear. It is our earthly vision that causes us to doubt. Because the fact of the matter is, I don't know what tomorrow holds for me. And I don't know what you're going to face tomorrow. I don't know what struggles. I don't know what problems. I don't know what difficulties you're going to have tomorrow. But what I do know is this. What does the song say? I don't know about tomorrow, but what? But I know who what? Who holds my hand. Why? Because we are under the eye of the Lord. So I'm not trusting then that tomorrow even is going to be better than today. Now, we all like to hear about things being better. Now, the scripture is true. Weeping may endure for the night, but what comes in the morning? But joy comes in the morning. Folks, the morning is coming. But I don't know what your literal tomorrow holds, but I do know this. There is a God that loves me. There's a God that loves you. And we are under the eye of the Lord. And He's watching. And He's seeing. And He cares. He sees even the sparrow that falls. How much more does God love you this morning? How much more is God moved by the things that touch your life? The Lord is moved with compassion. And He's touched with that. There are going to be things that happen that we don't understand. And there's going to be things in life that we will face sometimes that just supersede. We can just look at it and say, Lord, I don't know how You're in this thing. I don't see any way out. I don't know why You allowed it to happen. I don't see any good that could come from this. And we could just go down through the list and say, look at the bad things that can come from these situations. But folks, when we serve the Lord, we are in a win-win situation. And some could say, well, that's just a cop-out. It's not a cop-out. Because the Lord has promised that all things will work together. Now, there's the qualification right there. They're all going to work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose. So if we will love God and follow after His purpose, He will work all of the things that seem so difficult that we say, I don't understand, and He will work for our good because we are under the eye of the Lord. There are going to things like death. I could tell stories of God's healings, but I could also tell stories about when God didn't heal. I can tell you stories when God has healed children who were deathly sick, but I can also tell you stories of children who have died. And we say, why did God allow it? We don't have to have all the answers this morning. You know, we will never understand everything. There are some things that we face this morning that are a result of sin in this world. But in those times, I want to remind us that the eye of the Lord is over the righteous. There is a passage over in Proverbs 15 in the third verse. Proverbs 15 and 3. It says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." Do you know, is that something for us to be afraid of this morning? The eye of the Lord is in every place. Now, I remember as a child getting the eye from my parents, from my dad. Any of you young people or children get the eye from your parents? No words spoken, you just get the look. Be quiet. Quit talking. Settle down. And no words have to be said, because the eye communicated. And you knew exactly what the communication was. Do you know that the Lord also sees everything that is in our life? On our way back, on our trip back, we stopped at the fuel station, and it was a truck stop. And I saw a t-shirt, and it really struck me. It says, "What happens on the road stays on the road." Now, I don't think they were speaking of positive things. In other words, have you heard the expression, "What happens at home stays at home"? What happens at school stays at school. In other words, don't go tell anybody what happens here. We're isolating this from everything else. So what happens on the road, you can do whatever you want, and it's just, you're going to leave it there, and then you can go home, and everything's like all good. And you're not going to bring what happened on the road, and your conduct on the road is not going to go home with you. You know, that's not true. That's not true. The Lord sees everything in our life. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And this is the thing about children. I'm talking to you little children too, and all of us. That's the thing about lying. Do you know, if someone tells a lie, you might be able to deceive someone. You might be able to pull the wool over someone's eyes. But the fact of the matter is, the Lord sees what happened. The Lord knows exactly what's going on. Adam and Eve, when the Lord came along, what did Adam and Eve do in the garden? They hid themselves, didn't they? Because they were ashamed. They didn't want God to see them. The Lord knew where they were. And the Lord said, "Where art thou?" God knew where they were, but He was asking the question that Adam and Eve would be honest with themselves and acknowledge that we're hiding. So you say, "Well, I'm not sure I like this thing about God knowing everything." But I want to tell you something. When you are living right, with all of your failures, with all of your mistakes, with all of the things you wish you could change, when you are living right, it brings peace to know that God sees everything. It's a consolation to me today to know the Lord knows everything that's in my heart. I don't have to be ashamed. If there's something to be ashamed about, do business with God. But it's not like the eye of the Lord. It's like the Lord saying, "I've got my eye on you. You better behave yourself." Yeah, sometimes the Lord kind of looks at us. You don't remember what happened after Peter failed the Lord three times? You remember what Jesus did? Does anybody remember? I've been struck by that before. It just says Jesus turned and He looked at him. Didn't say a word. He went on His way. Jesus turned. Do you know how that look must have just... You know how Peter must have just felt? All it took was a look. And I don't think it was a look of condemnation. I think it was a look of sorrow coupled with love. Peter. But whatever was in that look brought Peter to a place that he went and wept bitterly, and God used Peter as an instrument of righteousness that we're still being blessed by today. And I've got to say, I'm so thankful for Peter's failure. Alright? I'm not thankful for the sin of it, but I'm thankful that that could be an encouragement today. That can be an encouragement. But the eye of the Lord, it's not a negative. It doesn't have to be a negative thing. It is a positive thing to know that when I'm going through a difficult time, the eye of the Lord, He's watching and He knows. And you know, that's why regardless of what people say or people think, to know that God knows the facts and God knows the truth, there's a rest in that. The Lord then is our defense. The Lord is our defense. There is no creature, the Scripture teaches us, neither is in Hebrews 4:13, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open under the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Folks, God sees everything this morning. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. He's saying, you're my children, and I'm watching, and I care. This little illustration, it's just an illustration, but let me explain what this is, if you can't tell. These are mountains on the side, okay? And this is a big valley. These are the fields. You get some perspective. These are fields. Coming out of Pendleton, or right before you get to Pendleton, going into Oregon, before you get to Pendleton, you are coming out of some mountains. Very high place. And this is when the Lord gave me this message, by the way. Came out of those mountains, and I was at the top of the mountain, and I looked down, and the valley opened before me for miles and miles and miles. I could just look out, and I had perspective. I had vision. And immediately, I thought about an army down in the valley doing battle. And here they're fighting, and when you're in a fight, all you can see is what's right in front of you. And I thought about a general being up in a high place, being up where I was, on the top of that mountain, looking down, and he could not only see where some of the enemy was, but he could look and see where the ambushes were. He could see where the traps were. He could see where the enemy was coming in different areas to attack. And immediately I thought about life. And thought, you know what, we're down in the valley with life. And sometimes all we see is this enemy that's right in front of us, but the eye of the Lord, He has eternal perspective. And He's up on the top and He's looking down, and not only does He see the battle I'm in today, He sees the trap that's laid for me tomorrow. He sees the areas where the enemy's trying to come around to ambush me. He sees all of that, and so He's saying, okay, Michael, do this and do that. And I'm looking saying, I don't understand why. It doesn't make sense. But the Lord has a perspective and a vision from up top, and He sees us down here, and He sees everything that relates in our life. So that ought to give us courage as we face the battles of life to know the eye of the Lord is over the righteous. He knows my tomorrow. He knows my need today. And so, Lord, help me to watch You and follow Your direction. Unforeseen circumstances. There is another passage. We won't take the time to dwell on it much this morning, but it said in Psalms 32:8, it said, I will guide thee with mine eye. Because the Lord is looking over everything, and if we will keep our eyes on the Lord, folks, He's going to get us through these battles successfully. He's going to get us through these hard times with victory, but we're going to have to trust to know that the eye of the Lord sees things I don't see. He sees things I do not see. And that's one of the reasons why I believe the prophet Isaiah, talking about the Lord, he talked about God's thoughts being above our thoughts and His ways above our ways, because our ways and our thoughts are just down here. We're so limited in our vision. But God sees the whole picture. I will freely acknowledge, and I think probably all of us would, have you ever made a decision and it affected your life greatly, and then you look back on it and think, if I would have only known, if I would have only known, I wouldn't have made that decision. And you are doing the best you knew to do. You are, I mean, Lord, I thought I was doing what You told me to do, and if I would have known this, been there. Do you realize that if we knew what the future held, we would be totally different people today? But do you know, just because things don't turn out just like you want doesn't mean it wasn't in God's plan. Because see, God sees what's happening. And He's saying, you know what, I know you're having some difficulties, but if you would have made a different decision, you would have been over here and the enemy would have just, you would have lost your soul. So it could have been worse than what it seems like right now? Yes. You believe that? The eye of the Lord is over the righteous, and His ways are higher than ours. Eternal perspective. The scripture that was mentioned, I believe, in the verses or Sunday school or something, our light affliction, which is but for a moment. What does it do? It worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians 4:17. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things that are not seen. When you're down in the valley, there's a lot of things you can't see what's going on. I can't see life except for what's in front of me. But the Lord in His eternal perspective is saying, I'm taking care of it. I'm in control. And I'm working where you can't see me working. While we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You know, the scripture says that God will not put more on us than what we're able to bear. Is it fair to ask you, do you believe that this morning? We all have tolerance levels. You know, in industry, on bridges, and in anything you manufacture, there are tolerance levels. It can bear this much load. It can handle this much stress. And I know there are times in life you may come to a place you think, I can't handle anymore. Do you know the Lord knows your tolerance level? And the Lord is either going to turn down the fire or He's going to give you more grace that you can take a whole lot more than what you thought you could. But the Lord's in control of it. The Lord knows our frame. And the Lord knows what we're facing today. And I just want us to be encouraged this morning with the eye of the Lord. He sees and He knows and He's working. And while I think it might be tough, it could be a whole lot tougher. It's why the Lord doesn't let us know the future. Because I will just, again, this is my humanity speaking. In my spirit, I'd say, Lord, I'll still follow You. I'll still do what You want me to do, and I mean that with all of my heart today. But I'll tell you this. There are some things in battles I've encountered in following the Lord that if I would have known I was going to face them, would have talked about a much deeper consecration now. Would have been a whole lot more difficult to follow the Lord if I would have known where it was going to lead me. But He didn't promise to give me grace for tomorrow. He gave promise to give us grace for today. So keep your eye on the Lord. Don't regret. When you look at the past and you think, well, if I would have done this or I would have done that. Folks, we need to commit those things to the Lord and know that He's working an eternal purpose. He's working an eternal purpose. Even when I do not understand, I know that my Redeemer lives. And I know the eye of the Lord is over us, and He sees the big picture. In closing, in 2 Chronicles 16:9, it says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. 2 Chronicles 16:9. Isn't that a comfort and a consolation? When we're down in this valley, and it just seems like the enemy's there and that's all we're seeing, to know that my God is up at the top and He sees the whole big picture. And He's going to see me through if I'll just daily follow the Lord. We cannot make decisions based on what's going to happen tomorrow. There are results and consequences. And there's this little phrase, and it's actually a little law, if you will, the law of unintended consequences. Have you ever found that? The law of unintended. I did this thinking this was going to happen, and this happened. It was an unintended consequence. I have to come to a place that I say, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what all the results are going to be, but all I can do is put my trust in the Lord and say, Lord, help me today to follow Your leadings, knowing that God sees the big picture. The difficult things in your life, your weaknesses, God's going to show Himself strong. He's going to be there for you if you'll keep your trust in Him. and the things that seem that you don't understand, and it seems like, Lord, it doesn't make sense why you would allow this to happen. I want you to know this morning, according to the Word of God, the Lord is going to use those very things for your eternal benefit. So it changes my perspective then, even when I don't see it right now, because there are things I don't see. But what I know is the Lord has promised that He's going to take difficulties and trials and battles in those head-shaking things that happen, and I can know that the eye of the Lord is over it, and He's going to work for your benefit, for your good, and for the good of those that you're burdened for the good of those in your life. The Lord knows what's needed. And then many times it's the hard things in life. Like we talked about in prayer requests, it's the hard things in life so often that may actually be our salvation. Do you believe that? You say, this is hard. That might be the battle that you're in today, and it seems like it's just, if you would have known, you would have been over here. That battle might be what helps you get from God what you'll need to make it through some trials tomorrow and keep your integrity with God. So be encouraged. I am very thankful for the eye of the Lord. I wish I could take y'all to Pendleton. 30 miles, it's 30 miles east of Pendleton. And I wish y'all could just stand on that mountain and see what I saw. Perspective. Vision. That's what the Lord has. And He's watching us and He's looking after us. I'm so thankful for the eye of the Lord this morning.